Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. In this program, what we do is to talk about different moral virtues of the perfect and greatest character in the world of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And our aim of this program is for us as Muslims to learn from this great character how to live and make all these patterns in our daily lives as lessons. Well, when we think about the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, we often remember his mercy, his patience and his devotion to God. But one remarkable quality that deserves more reflection is how he recognized the unique strength of every individual. You know, he never treated people as if they were identical pieces in a crowd. Instead, he saw their talents, their personalities, and their potential. And then, with wisdom, he helped them grow in roles that suited them best. This principle is rooted in the Holy Book of Quran itself. In Surah Al-Hujarat, verse number 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. O mankind, indeed we created you from male and female and made you peoples and tribes so that you may know one another. Surely, the most honored of you in the sight of Allah is the most God-conscious. Diversity, whether in background, in skills or personalities, is not a flaw. It is part of the divine plan of every individual. And the Prophet ﷺ embodied this by building a community where each person could contribute according to their strength. Take the example of Bilal al-Habashi, who was a man of Ethiopian origin who had once been enslaved. The Prophet ﷺ did not see him through the lens of race or status. Instead, he recognized Bilal's deep faith and powerful voice. When the call to prayer was established, the Prophet ﷺ chose Bilal as the first muezzin of Islam. Imagine the scene, a man once treated as property, now standing on the rooftops of Medina, calling believers to worship. This was not only an honor for Bilal, it was a lesson for the whole community that talents, not social hierarchies, define a person's role. Another striking story is that of Ammar ibn Yasir. He came from a humble background and his family endured severe torture for believing in God. The Prophet ﷺ saw in Ammar a heart full of patience and a spirit of endurance. Instead of dismissing his suffering, the Prophet ﷺ reassured him, saying, "Patience, O family of Yasir, your promised place is paradise." Ammar's strength was not in wealth or influence, but in resilience. The Prophet ﷺ valued that and gave him a place of honor among his companions.
You are my one true love, taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa. على حبيبك نبينا
Welcome back to your audience. You're listening to Like Muhammad, and we are talking about this beautiful moral virtue of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was his treating talents of every individual in their special way. Well, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also nurtured the courage of young people. You know, one of the most remarkable examples is Usama ibn Zayd. Still a teenager, Usama was appointed by the Prophet ﷺ as commander of an army that included senior companions. Some people were surprised. How could such a young man lead? But the Prophet insisted and he said, "You criticize his leadership, but by God, he is worthy of it. And so was his father before him." This was a powerful message that talent and character mattered more than age or seniority for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even women were recognized for their unique gifts by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, Umm Salama, one of the Prophet's wives, was known for her wisdom and insight. During the treaty of Hudaybiyah, when many companions were disheartened and hesitant, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam consulted her. She advised him on how to lead by example in performing the rituals. He followed her advice, and the companions quickly did the same. Her counsel changed the course of events, and the Prophet's respect for her intelligence shows how he valued the contributions of women in shaping the community. And even in smaller moments, his sensitivity to individuality shone through. You know, when a man came to him asking a permission to avoid battle, explaining that he was not brave enough for fighting, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not shame him. Instead, he asked what he was good at. The man replied that he enjoyed tending to gardens. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged him to serve the community through farming and supporting others with food. Not everyone had to be a warrior. Each person could serve God in their own way. The Prophet also taught that every skill could be a form of worship. In Nahj al-Balagha, Imam Ali alayhi salam recalls that the Messenger of God sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The worth of every person is in what he does best." This principle guided how Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated people, not by their wealth, tribe, appearance, or by their ability, but by their ability to contribute something that is meaningful. Even children were not overlooked. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam noticed their talents and nurtured them with kindness. The Holy Book of Quran describes the qualities of a trustworthy leader. The best one you can hire is strong and trustworthy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam applied this principle in choosing people for tasks, ensuring that talent and reliability determined a person's position, not mere connections. In our families, communities, and workplace, it is easy to overlook talents that do not fit conventional models. But the Prophet's example calls us to see people through a deeper lens, with unique gift has God placed in that person. How can that gift serve others? By honoring individuals' strength, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi built a community that was not only united in faith but enriched by diversity. And that is why his legacy continues to inspire hearts across the world. Okay, well, thank you very much, dear listeners. I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to this episode. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah.
رسول.